Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Tie Tuesday. Ty Law will be on the show in a couple hours at 8:20, and we will talk Patriots, and we will talk NFL, and we will talk the end of the dynasty that never should have been, and that is the Kansas City Chiefs and everything else with the great Ty Law coming up at 8:20 on today's show. Before that, the news with Courtney at 7:45, and some interesting breaking news from the White House when it comes to Sean Combs. And so we will get to that during the news. I don't know what I mean, is that okay, Sean Combs, or I know
Diddy Puff, whatever you want to call him.
Whatever you want to call him. All right, whatever you choose.
I think when it's legal, it's Sean Combs.
Okay.
Whenever
if it's legal news,
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
So, it's like I was Christopher when I was in trouble.
It's government name.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. Yeah.
So all of that coming up with Courtney a little bit later on today's show. And text message during the break about Charlie Jacobs and the Bruins and a suggestion that retiring Big Z's number is embarrassing.
What? Really?
617 text. I could not disagree more, by the way. But
wow.
So basically says, Bruins are going to stink this year. Jeremy Jacobs doesn't get enough grief for that. And retiring Big Z's jersey is embarrassing. It's a cash grab and right up there with the way the Celtics normally do it. I mean, that's somebody who is unhappy, I think, with the sports scene currently in this community.
Because didn't Big Z play here like 12, 13 years?
Yeah, I mean,
there was no doubt that they were going to retire his number in my mind.
I mean, I think he is worthy of it, worthy of being up there.
And him. You probably get Bergeron up there, and you'll probably get Marchand up there.
I mean, maybe he's mad that 33 is now fully retired on the Bruins and the Celtics, but Zdeno Chara is literally why you retire numbers. He came here. He was the catalyst for a cup run. He played with the fractured jaw, as Glenn Ordway famously reported.
Yeah.
If you don't retire his number, I don't think you'd really retire many.
I think
I don't know about Marchand. Like certainly Patrice Bergeron. I don't know about Marchand. I don't know how, probably deserves it, but I'm not sure. I don't know whether the temperature has cooled between the Bruins organization and Brad Marchand.
When his career is all said and done, it's really about the impact that you had on the organization and how long you had that for, right?
I think Bergeron definitely, right?
Yes,
100%. Definitely Bergeron. 100%. It's like Chara played here long enough to where you can go, okay, I get it. It's similar to what we saw with KG and Ray Allen, that situation. If you play for a team for like a 5 or 6 year run and you win a championship and you were a big part of that, is that long enough? When KG spent most of his career in Minnesota.
Well, you get into a scenario, when it comes to a team that won a cup and it's been a while since and it was a while before, where your reaction is probably to want to look at every single key player on that team and go, all right, we gotta raise their jersey. But I don't think you have to.
Well, I agree with you. But I think if it's impact players for the organization, isn't Marchand going to be like second in goals all time or something like when he's when isn't he sitting somewhere in the top five in one
for
of
the Bruins
for the Bruins organization?
I Sean would have to Google it as LB would say.
I feel like he's up there.
I think LB is third. For years, LB was able to he would ride it all the time. Was able to ride because it was on a it was a trivia question on a McDonald's soda cup. He was the last Bruin to ever score in a Stanley Cup final for like 10 years.
Google
and
it.
And he lived that one forever. And why, well, and why wouldn't you?
If I had a goal in a Stanley Cup final, I'd tell you about it. I talk about a band that had one song in England.
Would that make you get a tattoo?
Yes. I would just get... I was actually thinking of just getting Patrice on my forehead.
Nice.
To honor the family.
This is Rob from Swampscott. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. So that texter who texted in saying that it was an embarrassment that they're with Big Z in his shirt, he's not ripping Zdeno. He's ripping the Bruins and the state of that organization and what they've managed to, you know, devolve into over the last 5 years. And I really can't agree more. It is a money grab, so they can hype it up for 3 months while they stink it up, and then they finally retire his shirt in January, and then they have 3 more months to stink it up before the season's over.
But yeah, Rob, if you believe
that team is going to be exceptionally poor this year, exceptionally poor.
Right, yeah. But if you believe Charlie Jacobs, they had 94% of the season tickets renewed. They have a wait list. They don't need to do this in January. The tickets have been sold.
Well, I don't believe Charlie Jacobs because he's just like his father. All he cares about is selling popcorn and hot dogs. That's really all they care about. That's where they're making their money.
Right, but they spend to the cap. You can't say. I mean, I know they used to not spend. They created
they spend.
A cap, but they spend now. I mean,
they spend to a cap. They spend to the cap with a Harvard graduate who doesn't know how to use his piggy bank. Because take a look at the state of the team for a team that's spending to the cap.
Last year was the first year they hadn't been in the playoffs in what, like a decade?
Haven't
been in the playoffs? Is that your bar making the playoffs in the NHL? I think there's only 8 teams that don't make the playoffs.
They had the best regular season record in the NHL, like, what was that, 2 years ago, 3 years ago
and
now?
The guy went,
and then what happened in the first round?
Rob, are you...
That's not the ownership's fault. They put together a tremendous roster, and the guys crapped down their legs.
And the guy you're talking about, Don Sweeney, went all in at trade deadline time.
Rob, are you sure you're not my dad?
I mean, I get it.
Curtis, I'm not old enough to be your dad.
Okay.
Sorry.
I love the attitude. It's perfect. I want to, like, bathe in it.
I appreciate it.
Have a good morning, guys.
Yeah. You too.
Yeah.
Well, it's something that you have to do. And speaking of Brad Marchand, yeah, he'll definitely, his jersey, the guy's top five damn there in every category. Games played, goals, assists, and points.
Okay.
So, yeah, he'll be up there.
The last time the Bruins missed the playoffs before last year was 2015-2016.
Yeah.
No, they've been.
A decade ago.
But I think it's like a lot of, it's what the Celtics were with Danny Ainge is, when do you get over that hump? Like, you can't keep holding on to, oh, you won a championship in 2011. Like, when do you take that next step? All right, you make the playoffs. So what? Big deal. You have a great record. So what? Big deal. You get to the Eastern Conference Finals. So what? Big deal. When are you going to be a legitimate contender?
But they're trying to. Like, that's
I'm not saying they're not.
It's not like they've been complacent and not fired the head coaches because they've gone through like 3 of them.
Shime, I'm not saying it. I think that Bruins fans are just frustrated.
And I think that's fair. Like, I understand frustration, but at the same time, you can't blame this organization for not trying because, as Greg aptly pointed out, they're constantly aggressive at the deadline. Mm-hmm. When they know they're a playoff team, they're constantly adding. They spend to the cap on a year-to-year basis.
Yeah.
If you want to be mad at the ownership for implementing a cap in the first place, that's fine. That's a whole different grudge. But they spend to the cap on a year-to-year basis. Like, last year was the first year they were legitimately bad in a decade.
Right. And I don't blame the ownership. I put it more on Cam and Sweeney and the players.
Totally agree. They seem to be the ones who have gotten kind of a pass through all this.
Right. But the team they put together was better than the Blues, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yes.
So how can you be enraged at ownership when they give the keys to the GM and the president that provide a team that is the most talented team in the Cup final and you have a team in Game 7 that just didn't show up.
They don't execute. That's right. On the players.
I mean, too many men on the ice. It's not. Yes. That's not Charlie Jacobs' fault.
No.
All right. Let's get going with Leeds right now, Sean.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Breathe. I wish we had a full 5 minutes on Bruce. Why the choice?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of Wrecking Ball.
Well, because A, I wanted to play a Bruce song because I'm really excited for the Bruce Springsteen movie, which comes out later this month. But secondly, this is a perfect comparison to my guy Drake May, because I think he is incoming like a Wrecking Ball. I could have also played Miley Cyrus's coming in like a Wrecking Ball, which may happen to make its appearance on the show later today. Courtney, don't you worry. But
thank you.
I felt for the leads today. That way I would go with Bruce.
17 days until the film premieres. I can't wait. I hope it's good. It's going to be one of the great disappointments in my life if that movie stinks, because I will be there at a midnight showing. If I'm unable to do a listener showing, which I'm trying to work on right now, because I want to invite the listeners, I want to change some minds. Those of you who think that Bruce stinks and are always texting me or DMing me about it, I want to take you to the movies.
I think I have a place to do it.
Really?
Yep. We'll talk off air.
Okay, excellent. Yeah.
I was thinking about it last night.
Oh, at your crib?
Okay.
No.
Crib. Also, I don't know, based on recent events, when you say Courtney's crib, it means a totally different thing
true.
Now. Like, it's a completely different
so
thing.
So true.
All right, the news, the leads brought to you by Subaru, introducing the all-new all-wheel drive 2026 Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid. Experience adventure. Unplugged. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Greg. This is an opportunity, maybe a buying opportunity for a lot of our listeners out there. Drake May is currently 30-1 to win MVP in the NFL. I'm just saying, he just beat the Buffalo Bills once in prime time on Sunday night. The Patriots are 3-2.
What are we doing?
Greg, let the argument play out.
This is like Wiggy yesterday declaring that they've won the division.
Well,
like,
in large part, this lead was inspired by Jermaine Wiggins from yesterday.
Okay, you're welcome,
brother. Okay. One of the reasons players win MVP in the NFL, especially nowadays, is because they are the quarterback on the team with the best record, normally fighting for a number one seed. And we went through the Patriots' schedule yesterday. It's really bad. The Patriots are going to have a lot of wins, and Drake May is going to have an opportunity to stat pad. I don't necessarily know that this team is a Super Bowl contender or a legitimate, like, number one seed type of team. However, based on their schedule, based on the opponents, you can only play the opponents that are on your schedule, and the numbers that he's currently accruing, Drake May is going to be in the conversation. He is going to finish the season closer to even money than he is at 30-1. Like, that's the way in which he's progressing. He's getting better week after week in prime time. He did not look skittish. Yeah, he missed a couple throws early. Probably could have sat in the pocket a little bit more, but he didn't. He didn't turn the football over. He's been really, really efficient. He's in like the top five in a lot of the major passing stat categories for the box score nerds out there, whether it's passing yards, quarterback rating, completion percentage, you name it, EPA per play. Drake May is towards the top of that list. And so as the season continues and the more bad teams you get to play and the more wins you rack up because of those bad teams, Drake May is going to have an opportunity to compete for the MVP this year.
Okay, Shime. I like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.